Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell is in Flint, Michigan today as the city's mayor, Karen Weaver, and the state's governor, Rick Snyder, battle over replacing the lead-laced pipes that have sickened some residents. And as officials flock to Flint, a child advocate says, let's move the kids out as you would after a hurricane. Columbia University professor Erwin Redlener is president of the Children's Health Fund and director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness. Erwin, there are 9,000 kids. Make your case.
So here's this problem or the challenge. You know, there's a set of recommendations that come from the policy people, the people in government, the public health agenda, so forth. Those are fine, but I'm a pediatrician by background, and the idea of what would you actually tell a mom who's extremely anxious about the fact that her child may have been exposed for 2 years now almost to high levels of lead in the water, and she asks the question, can you reassure me that the water is safe now? I must say no. If this were a relative of mine, or a patient, I would have to say, if you can possibly leave the community until there is a definitive fix, that's what you need to do. That's the point of what I was saying.
Well, how do you envision this? I mean, when you say if they can go, they should. Do you envision people being put into housing? What do you envision?
I think there are probably lots of opportunities to do this. But the other fact to remember is that it is extremely poor community, and people do not have the resources to leave. I spoke to probably a dozen moms a couple of Sundays ago when I was there. Every single one of them wanted to leave, but really did not have the wherewithal to do so.
Well, let me stop you there, because you were meeting women outside of clinics, and they were weeping in front
yes,
of you.
Yes, they were, and it was very hard to listen to. These are people that feel they're not only without resources or have very limited resources, but they also have been made to feel helpless and powerless.
Yeah. Well, and people might remember the little boy whose face graced the cover of Time magazine last month. Sincere Smith is his name.
Yeah.
He looks so despairing in the picture. He has some lesions. His mom says they are from the water. He was the face of Flint, but now it turns out he is moving. His mom is 25, three kids under 10, bottled water for all baths and cooking. She's moving and renting an apartment somewhere else. You would say what? Should the state pay for that?
I think the state should pay for it. You know, the problem here is that this was not an accident or something that people didn't know about. There was a very deliberate move made to change the water supply from a good water to a non-treated water system from the Flint River and to forego the anti-corrosive chemicals that need to be in there. So I think the state has an obligation to pay for the relocation of any child who still might be in danger of ingesting more lead. I think that's a moral responsibility. No one exactly knows how long this will take or how much it's going to cost. People are talking about anywhere between a year and 20 years
and
$1 billion. Which pipes need to be replaced.
Well, I'm almost thinking, are you envisioning like a Chernobyl? I mean, do you think people should be forcibly moved from Flint?
I don't think people should be forcibly moved, but I think it should be available in situations where there's extreme anxiety, and especially if there's any evidence that a child or children in a family have been exposed to high levels of lead. I think the filters that they're giving out are probably fine if they're installed properly, if they're used properly, if the filters are changed regularly. It's a very complex task, and a lot of children's developing brains are at stake here.
Yeah.
And I don't think the country can afford to be cavalier about this. It's time to really make sure that these children are fully protected.
Well, Erwin Redlener, I'm wondering if people then might ask, well, where do you stop? What about the children who are trapped in Chicago, you know, where their lives are at risk from gunfire every day?
Yes. I mean, there are many, many issues that we put under the category of extreme threats to children who are vulnerable. And I think the country needs to take all of this very seriously and figure out how we're going to make sure that every child in America is protected, is nurtured, is given a chance to grow up with optimal health. This is somehow symbolic to me of our willingness to let children be victimized by really bad policies that come from government, but also from communities that have been steeped in poverty for generations now.
That's Erwin Redlener, president of the Children's Health Fund and a professor at the Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health, for now concentrating on asking that the children in Flint who might have been endangered by lead water be moved. Erwin, thank you.
My pleasure.